You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Philippe Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win. Was 4-1, now 5-1. And Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win. Was 3-1, that's now 4-1. Chelsea, Derek, unbeaten in their last four Premier League trips to Anfield. Won two of those and drawn two. Last time they lost there was back in May 2012 in the top flight. They did beat them back in mid-September, Liverpool, by 2-1. But that's when Chelsea were going through that bad patch. Now the boot's definitely on the other foot, Derek.
Yeah, and surely you mentioned enhanced prices there. Surely Chelsea 2-1 is an enhanced price already going. That should be even money. I mean, I've been running around the front room waving my tablet in the air over this price. It's absolutely unbelievable. I can only assume the odds compilers have not seen Liverpool the last three games. I wish to God I hadn't, because they've been absolutely hopeless. There's been no flukes in those results. Home defeats to Swansea, Southampton and Wolves. I mean, that's as bad as it can get for Liverpool. Even under the dark days of Roy Hodgson, I don't think it was quite as bad as that. And they've been deserved defeats. They've been outplayed by all three. And they're playing a Chelsea side who are just, they're flying at the moment. 2-1 Chelsea. The more I'm talking about this, the more I'm thinking, this has got to be the greatest bet of all time. I found another one of them. No wonder you guys pay me all these big bucks. Chelsea will walk all over Liverpool. Well, I'll tell you why. You know, one of the reasons Liverpool have been, have gone off the boil, apart from tired, as people say, because they've had a number of games since Christmas. But they were flying earlier in the season because of this high-pressing style Klopp's fostered. He did it so well at Borussia Dortmund. And the first half of the season, Liverpool were doing it fantastically well. But you can't press high when the teams you're facing are camped on the edge of the box. There's no space. You get the ball, there's no space to use anything. And Chelsea are going to do the same. And the reason I say that is that they did exactly that in the televised game a few weeks ago at Southampton. They showed zero ambition. And I thought, what are Chelsea up to here? Southampton give the ball away. Chelsea went up, scored, and never looked like conceding again after that. And that's exactly what they're going to do against Liverpool. 2-1 is an unbelievable bet. Misses at your peril.
I like it. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Costa's scored in 15 of his last 21 Premier League matches, 16 goals in total so far. Playing devil's advocate here, Tom. Jurgen Klopp has a good record in these fixtures against the big clubs in the league. Lost just one of 14 Premier League meetings with teams in the Big Six. By Big Six, I mean Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United, Man City, Spurs and Arsenal. So he tends to set his team up well against the big clubs.
Yeah, that probably doesn't surprise me, because you look at where Liverpool's problems have been, and it's been against the games that maybe it has been a little bit more difficult for them to get up for. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Liverpool in this game, huge amounts of pressure. They're already 10 points behind Chelsea going into this fixture. If that gap gets any bigger, I mean, look, they're not going to win the title, Liverpool, for me, and this last month has proved the point. But if that gap gets any bigger, there's quite a bit of discontent, already brewing around Anfield. And it's only going to get worse depending on how they sort of play this game. The problem I've got with Liverpool in this game is I don't know how they either, A, change their game plan, or what their approach is actually going to be. Because if they continue to play the way that they have been doing, Chelsea will easily win the game. I'm not talking a big scoreline, I'm just saying they'll comfortably get the 3 points. And I don't know how Liverpool change it. What they're missing that Chelsea have is absolute solidity at the back and a rock-solid defence. They're missing, they've got sparky players, like Hazard for Chelsea, but they still don't have a somebody up front. And I know the interchange and all of that, but I still think there's no substitute for an out-and-out goal scorer, somebody who's easily going to net you 20-plus goals. Diego Costa is that man. 8 of his 15 goals have come away from home this season. I think he's a good bet to score in this one. I think he's exactly the kind of game that he gets up for, these big matches. And although Liverpool were sensational down at Stamford Bridge, that was a long time ago. That was that early season, game where Henderson scored that screamer. This is a very different Liverpool side. So I can't disagree with Chelsea at 2-2 not being exceptional value. But Costa scoring a Chelsea win at 4-1. And just another thing that I'd probably point you, another angle in on this game, is a lack of goals. I can't see there being many. I think, when you look at the odds here for the goals, I can understand why over 2.5 is even money. And I can understand why people might look at this fixture and think it's an explosive clash between two top sides. But you've got to look a little bit deeper here, because Liverpool aren't scoring goals now. They've scored, just 5 goals in the last 7 matches. which is an absolute famine for Liverpool, considering where they were a few months ago. And Chelsea have conceded just 6 goals in the last 12 games. So Chelsea don't concede. Liverpool aren't scoring. You want to look at Chelsea winning under 2.5 goals here at 9-2, or the under 2.5 goals at 8-11. But I'm not expecting many. Exactly like Derek says, if Chelsea score the first goal, they won't concede. They'll shut up shop 1-0, 2-0.
Just a quick aside here as well. Sadio Mane could return for Liverpool. They've obviously missed him badly, Derek, and they've sent a private jet out there to get Sadio Mane, and he'll be in contention for a starting place. But it'll be very difficult for him to come back and immediately pick up where he left off.
Well, it will, but it just shows. I mean, I've had my doubts about Mane, but I've been made to look a nana, because since he's been gone, Liverpool have been useless, and I think he will play. I'm convinced he'll play, because he's got to do something, Klopp, and Mane gives him that option.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.